We can hardly do without navigation in our cars. If it's up to Professor Nico van de Wegen, we'll soon use navigation indoors as well. Today he tells us what makes this so interesting for the events industry. Hi Nico, welcome to our studio. Today we're going to talk about indoor navigation. But why is there a need for indoor navigation?
Okay, well, the reason is that it's at this moment very difficult to navigate indoors because of two reasons. First of all, there's the financial reason and there's also the technical reason. Outdoor, we have no problems now these days because we have GPS. Mm-hmm. And we can use it everywhere outdoors, so it's everywhere possible to locate yourself and to navigate outdoors, for example, via Google Maps. Mm-hmm. But indoors, these signals don't work and then you get problems. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can install your building with, for example, iBeacons, and then you can create a so-called smart building. But this is very expensive. You can also try to use laser scanning to map the building mm-hmm. indoors. But that's also very expensive. And on the other hand, it's also very difficult to use the algorithms that are used outdoors for indoor navigation.
Okay, so we need something different.
Yeah, you need something different indoors. We introduced the idea of and the tool of Solway, mm-hmm. which is an abbreviation for the sole solution to find your way indoors, which is very, very low tech, very cheap. Actually, it's for free and can be used directly by all visitors of buildings, of events, and of course also by the organizers.
And how does it work then?
Well, the thing is, if you enter a building and you want to find, for example, the toilet in, for mm-hmm. example, a big hotel, what you typically do is you ask the question at the entrance to somebody who is working there. And that person then says, okay, you have to take, for example, the elevator to the second floor, then go to the right, and then the second door at the left side, there you find the toilet. We as humans understand this. It's not a problem for us, of course. So we can use such descriptions, and this is actually what Solway uses. So Solway does not use maps and so on, mm-hmm. but it just uses brief and simple descriptions that you can then just use using your smartphone, for example.
But how do you know then that you are actually at the reception desk as a starting point for your trip?
Yeah, okay. Of course, we use the technology that is used outside, the mm-hmm. GPS. So if you have your tool and you go outside, Solway also, it tracks your GPS. And then at a specific moment, if you want to enter the building, then you have to ask it to type in Solway, for example, where is the toilet? Mm-hmm. So Solway knows where you are, in which environment, so at which entrance of a building you are. And from there, it will just give you the description.
And why is there a need for this kind of application? Don't we find our way in buildings?
Very often we find our way, but also very often we don't find our way, eh? Or mm-hmm. it takes a long time. So there's certainly kind of problem to find your way indoors. Of course, not always, not for everybody. But for example, one a very interesting example in my environment is at the university buildings. Typically students...
I got your point, yeah.
If they have to find the lecture room, they very often have big difficulties in order to find this. And therefore, they can use Solway, which is now done, for example, at Ghent University.
Okay. And there is a link, of course, with events.
Yeah.
But how could this technology be used on events?
Well, events, of course, you have lots of events. But events that are indoors are typically in big rooms, big environments. So there it is very interesting to use Solway. For example, saying, okay, I want to go from the entrance to the big concert hall. Mm-hmm. You could then use this tool. And also if you go a bit broader, let's say on the whole side of a big event, there you could also use Solway because it is not restricted to indoor environments. Mm-hmm. You can also use it, let's say, in the in-between environment where you combine indoors and outdoors.
Yeah.
So therefore, it is also interesting at typical festivals, for example, which we typically have here in Flanders, Belgium.
You mentioned a concert. Would
yes.
it even be possible to guide someone to the actual chair he needs to sit on?
But that's a good idea. I've never thought about that. Of course, it will take a bit more time because you have to create all the routes to all the seats. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you can do it quite faster because you can just copy paste things. Yeah. So it would be a very, very interesting idea. So maybe we could talk with some organizers of such events.
To would try be interesting. It. Yeah. If you are an organizer of events and you want to start using this kind of technology, how do they get in contact with you?
You can just easily contact me, Nico van de Wege, but they can also directly go to the website, to the Solway mm-hmm. website, just type in Solway and UGent, for example, and there mm-hmm. they can just start using it. You don't have to be from Ghent University. You don't have to pay it for free. Everybody can start creating routes and help the visitors of the events to find their way indoors and outdoors.
Okay, I'm curious to try it out. Yeah, Nico, perfect. Thank you very much for coming over to our studio.
Okay, thanks.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.